ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिभाषिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत अभय चरणार अरविंद भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिभाषिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री ठाकुर गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 3 श्लोक क्रमांक 31। तस्मात् शूद्र दिशो मर्त्या शूद्र भाग्या महासना कामिनो वित्तहीनाश्च स्वैरिणश्च स्त्रियो असति। तस्मात् शूद्र दिशो मर्त्या शूद्र भाग्या महासना कामिनो वित्तहीनाश्च स्वैरिणश्च स्त्रियो सति। तस्मात् शूद्र दिशो मर्त्यः शूद्र भाग्या महासनः कामिनो वित्तहीनाश्च स्वैरिणश्च स्त्रियो सति। प्रभु तस्मात् शूद्र दिशो मर्त्या शूद्र भाग्या महासनः कामिनो वित्तहीनाश्च स्वैरिणश्च स्त्रियोस्तति। तस्मात् शूद्र दिशो मर्त्या शूद्र भाग्या महासनः कामिनो वित्तहीनाश्च स्वैरिण्यश्च स्त्रियो सति। तस्मात् शूद्र दिशो मर्त्या शूद्र भाग्या हरे कृष्ण। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग तस्मात् ड्यू टू दिस क्वालिटी ऑफ द एज आप कली शूद्र दृश शॉर्ट साइटेड मार्त्य ह्यूमन बीइंग शूद्र भाग्य अनफॉर्चुनेट महाआसीन एक्सेसिव इन दियर ईटिंग हैबिट कामिन फुल ऑफ लस्ट वित्तहीन लाइकिंग वेल्थ च स्वैरिण इंडिपेंडेंट इन दियर सोशल डीलिंग च एंड स्त्रिय द वुमन आसित अनचेस्ट। Translation and Tatpar, disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because of bad quality of the age of Kali, human being will become short-sighted, unfortunate, gluttonous, lustful and poverty-stricken. The woman becoming unchaste will freely wander from one man to next purport. In the age of Kali, certain pseudo-intellectual seeking individual free freedom, support, sexual promiscuity. In fact, identification of the self with the body and pursuit of the individual freedom in the body rather than in the soul are the sign of the most dismal ignorance and slavery to the lust. When women are unchaste, many children are born out of wedlock as product of the lust. These children grow up in the psychologically unfavorable circumstances and neurotic ignorance and society arises. Symptoms of this are already manifested throughout the world. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobeshtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Brinda Baneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Pashyatade Shatarani Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam 12th Canto Adhyaya 3 श्लोक 31 तस्मात् शूद्र दिशो मत्या शूद्र भाग्या महाशना कामिनो विस्त हीनाशः स्वैरिन यस्य स्त्रियो सति बिकॉज ऑफ द बैड क्वालिटी ऑफ द एज ऑफ कली ह्यूमन बीइंग विल बिकम शॉर्ट साइटेड अनफॉर्चुनेट ग्लूटनस लस्टफुल एंड पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन द वुमन बिकमिंग अनचेस्ट विल फ्रीली वंडर from one man to next. Hare Krishna. So welcome to all of you. Tuesday morning Srimad Bhagavatam class in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir Chaupati. Now we are discussing here 12th canto chapter 3rd slok kramank 31 the Bhumi Gita. And here describing the purport in the 31 slogas, the effect of bad qualities. The beautifully translation and purport both places describing the effect of bad qualities. The purport, the translation directly says the bad effect of the bad qualities, like the human being become short-sighted, unfortunate, gluttonous, lustful, and poverty-stricken. To see, here is effect of the bad quality, and we will see the effect of good quality also. We will compare here bad and good quality both. The bad quality already described here, already is given here. We will discuss good quality also. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, also we can mention Krishna giving the good quality and bad quality, divine and demoniac. The divine quality and demoniac qualities, both qualities are described by the Krishna to the Arjuna. So here we can see from the both qualities, and especially in good quality. The good quality, as mentioned in the Ramayana, the good quality can connect people to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The good quality connect people to Supreme Personality of Godhead, and bad quality, effect of bad quality, that bad quality divide the people. Bad quality is not going to connect to Krishna, but bad quality is going to divide the Krishna from Krishna, and you became wall. Between Krishna and you, the bad quality became the wall, and you can see and you can go directly from one side to another side. But good quality here described, good quality become the breeze. The good quality become the breeze. One soul from the one soul, you can go to another soul. So, being good person and becoming good qualities, taking good qualities, person can connect from here to the spiritual world, to Krishna directly. This is the effect of the good qualities. Therefore, there is one book in our Gaudiya Parampara, there is one book known as Gaudiya Kanthahar. I read decade before. That is Gaudiya Kanthahar. And that Gaudiya Kanthahar, beautiful describing of the whole Vaishnava qualities, good qualities. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and many places describing this good qualities are like beautiful ornament. This good quality is like beautiful ornament. When person wore the ornaments, he looks more beautiful. Therefore, these books, Gaudiya Kanthahar, Kanthahar, matlab gale ka har, this is describing Gaudiya Kanthahar. These are different good qualities, and different good qualities, but the earrings, nose rings, armlet, and Kanthahar, necklace, this is the abhushan decorating the body. The person's body will decorate by this abhushan. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying to his follower, you should be also decorate with this kind of abhushan, with beautiful, good qualities, like the abhushan. When devotees decorate themselves from this kind of abhushan, beautiful quality like abhushan, they become more beautiful and more beautiful. Therefore, here Shastra describe that these beautiful qualities, good qualities, we have to earn it. This will not come easily. The easy way you can't get it. We have to work hard for this earning good qualities. We have to earn. There is an example given in just like army, when army, there is so many medals, like Parambri Chakra, Ashok Chakra, Bir Chakra, like that. But person became qualified when he did something for the army, for the country, the army recognized him. Oh, you are the qualified person for this chakra because you did this thing. Now we will recognize you and we will give you this Ashok Chakra, Parambir Chakra, like that. Similarly, when we develop these qualities, doing service to the devotee and Supreme Personality of God is Sri Krishna, when slowly when we develop this kind of good qualities, then we will recognize by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. And He will bestow that different qualities to that devotee. And when the devotee owes that quality, he will shining like sun. This is the mentioned many places in the many places in Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, many places, and his lecture and different acharyas lecture about this wonderful Vaishnava quality or good qualities. And this is the described become because of bad qualities, human being become short-sighted, shudra drishti. Drishti jo hai kamzor ho jati hai, uski drishti wo jyada dur ka dekh nahi pata. He will not able to see long distance or long time. Vision become not clear. But bad quality, when we develop bad quality, good quality and develop good qualities, vision become clear. You can see more distance, long distance, you can see. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur described in his Upakhyane Upadesh one story, and that story will clear that this short sight. And this, therefore, we can call this good quality developed dura drishti. The Sanskrit word dura drishti. You can see long distance. You can see futures, what going to happen. And a bad quality, we can't see the future. We are just engage ourselves eating, sleeping, meditating, and defending in four activities only. The person is not able to see apart from these four things: eating, sleeping, meditating, and defending. He is from morning to evening. The person is engaged and person is fully busy for this four things only. But when person developed this good quality, he will able to see beyond these four gunas, eating, mating, and beyond this, he can see clear vision about the future, what going to happen. He can see, who am I? What is the purpose of the life? Where am I going to after death? What is the death? Where we are going to after death? So for good quality, person can inquire many questions. The story, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur beautifully described the story of the monkey, old monkey. You will know the story of the... I love this story. Because this story is killing our many doubt, and our old people think we are the young people. These old people, what they know? What they know is old people. We are young people, we are the educated people, we know everything. We can achieve through our hard work, through our material knowledge, like that. But some old people, some senior people advise us, oh, don't do this. But within heart, we always say, hey, what is saying this? We know everything because our material education. But this story, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's story, says beautifully. There is group of monkey living in the one kingdom, the palace of the king, the palace, almost in the palace. And every day, the monkey eating sumptuously, eating food. They have no scarcity of the food, water, anything. And they have to no search for the food because the king's kitchen was filled with food, different varieties of food. There is no need to go search in the forest and find out the food and find out where is the water, where is the food. Here just wait and watch and wait. Everything is there in kitchen. So they are so much happy. So what happened? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, one day, one sheep. So king have so many animals, horse, cows, buffaloes, goat, sheep. So one day one sheep came to the kitchen for searching, somehow or other searching food. He came to the kitchen and he ate it. Vegetable, green vegetable, like he ate it and went away. Another day came. Now his habit, find some delicious food and came second day. And second day the kitchen cook observed it. And he just said, hurl, and go away. The sheep go away, sheep run away from there, runs. Then third day, he described, sheep again came because of the food, tasty food, easy available in kitchen, came there. Then Bavarchi. Main time, this happening, the one monkey, old monkey, was watching everything. The old monkey was watching everything, what happening in the kitchen. So what happening in the kitchen, go to see, sheep is going and eating the food, and Bavarchi throwing the seed, sheep away from the kitchen, and he was fully observing. One day, second day, third day happened. He called all his groups of monkey, everyone, and said, my dear friends, listen carefully. We have to move from here. We have to go to forest. Because in future, we are going into trouble here. If we remain here, we are 100% going to trouble and misery is going to come upon us. And the whole monkey group just start laughing. Laughing upon that old monkey's advice. Everyone, all the monkeys, every monkey says, now I think you became old. You can't think properly. You are not able to see properly. You are not getting food. You are becoming thinny, like that. That's why you are saying, go away from here. We should move away from there. So all the monkeys, except one old man, everyone says no. Here is easy available food. We are getting easy water, easy available food. Why we will go to forest and search for food? Monkey, old monkey again, folded his hand, requesting his friends, please understand the future, see the future. Misery is going to come upon us. Very, very dangerous miseries. Please, let us move from kingdom to go to the forest, original place to where monkey lives. But again and again plea of the monkey, old monkey, the whole monkey group was not ready to move from the kingdom, palace of the king. that time old monkey, tear flowing from his eyes, he just slowly start walking from the palace to the forest. He just walking and walk to the forest alone, just crying, because nobody was ready to listen, nobody was ready to see the what going to come in the future. Because that everyone in the group was just engaging, eating, sleeping, waiting and depending. Beyond these four things, they are not able to understand, not able to see what going to happen, what going to come in our life. Therefore, in this story, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying, therefore the human being already engaged in these four things only. They are not able to see the future, what misery is going to come upon them. So old monkey left the kingdom, left the king's palace, went to the forest alone, and here a group of monkeys enjoying the food. But third day, fourth day, the sheep again came to the kitchen. They eating the food, vegetable. That time the cook became so angry. He, every day I just throwing away, but you are not listening. So he took the burning wood from the gas and run behind the sheep and start beating the sheep. That burning wood. From that burning wood, he started beating the sheep. And we can see then our India, the sheep has a long hairs. And that sheep catches the fire. You can see in the village, and you can see many places, when the animal, even sheep, get fire, they just run and rub their body in the wall and grass and anything fine, they just start rubbing because they want to distinguish this fire. That sheep caught the fire, he also starts running. The king kitchen and big kitchen, there is kept dry hair. And goat, from saving her life, he goes to that dry hair and start rubbing their body. And from already dry hair there, आज सूखी घास है और इधर से अपनी शरीर में लगी हुई आग बुझानी चाह रही है. बिकॉज हिज एंडेवर शी वॉज ट्राइंग टू सेव हर लाइफ एंड बाय दैट प्रोसेस द ड्राई हेयर कॉट द फायर एंड द होल गोडाउन स्लोली होल गोडाउन वॉज स्टार्ट बर्निंग एंड जस्ट क्लोज टू दैट गोडाउन there was horses place. What is called? Stable. And the whole kitchen and whole palace, whole places start burning. So aswa, ghola, they also got some burning, some place start burning. Horses, they burn many horses got burned, and that horses was very, very favorable horses for the king. The news immediately after smoke coming, fire, everyone, the palace just running, sipais, servant, and everyone just, sainik, senapati, everyone just running, they want to subside the fire. The same, somehow they managed to do thing. But meantime, horses got burned. And the news came to the king. In this process, our horses badly wounded, burned. King called the Vaidyas, find out nothing happened to our horses, because these horses, my favorite horses. Then Vaidyas, one of the Vaidyas says, my dear king, if you want to, your horses became like previous, fully, what you say? Ki, theek ho jaye. Recover from that burning sensation. Then you should apply the monkey's belly's fat. This is the cure medicine. Only medicine, if you cut hold monkey and find out his belly's fat, you should apply it, horse will become very, very fast recovery. Very, very fast. King immediately order, catch all the monkeys, cut the bellies, take away their fat, apply the horses, and in the order of the king, the soldier of the kings, taking the guns, and he starts shooting the monkeys. And after they shooting, the many, many monkeys was killed there. And who were remained, they just run into the forest, And after running, they came into deep forest and they find the old monkey sadly just sitting and waiting, so thinking of something. They came. The remaining monkey who run away from the king's palace, they came there and folded their hand, bow down. Then the old monkey, my dear sir, please forgive. We are not listening you. Therefore, we are not able to see the foresight. We not see that the future, durdarshita, aapki durdarshita ko hum log nahi samajh paaye. We are not able to understand what you are saying. And what you said, it correctly happened today. Somehow, few of us, saving our life, run away from the king palace and save our life. This is the story, Upakhyani, Updesh, given by the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, beautifully describing. Just don't remain eating, sleeping, mating, and defending this four thing. Develop the good qualities so that we can see our future, what is going to happen, what happened, and be ready for that. In that this story, old monkeys remind us. Therefore, I understood in this way, if any of us, any in group of devotees who are living here, if any of our seniors, even juniors, even seniors, are giving some instruction to us, so my understanding is, just without so much thinking, we just to follow it. Because what angle this acharya and senior devotees are saying and thinking and giving the instruction, we are not able to understand that. And if we are not ready to follow that instruction, after some time, after few months, after a year, may we realize what mistake we did. We are not ready to listen. We are not listening. And that guilt become most miserable in our life. The better become guilty and more miserable, then just follow the instruction given by the seniors, given by the Rupas, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Sri Prabhupada, disciple, acharyas, many acharyas, just follow it. Because we are not able to understand the future, durdarshita, of that instruction. This is the effect of good qualities. And other one, beautifully described in the Ramayana, not Valmiki Ramayana, but the तुलसी रामायण. आई लव इट, तो आई एम गोइंग टू शेयर इट. The Ramayana describes 16 qualities of Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan, Lord Rama. The Valmiki Muni asking to the Narad Muni, this 16 quality I am telling, going to tell you, these 16 qualities, have you seen anyone in this entire earth have these qualities? The Narad Muni just smiled and said to the Valmiki Muni, yes. There is one king, there is one person, one king. He had this fully 16 qualities, and that is Ramchandra Bhagavan, Sri Ramchandra Ji. And one that in 16, this one quality is Vidwan. The Vidwan is one quality, he can see the future, present, past and future. He can see the future, Durdarshita. So here, describing कि रावण रथी बिरत रघुवीरा देख भीषण बहुत भय अधीरा अधिक प्रीति मन सा संदेहा बंदी चरण कह सहित स्नेहा. When the war was happened between the Ravana and Ramchandra Bhagavan, the Ravana came with chariot, on the chariot, golden chariot, beautiful chariot, and with his body coverage and his bow and arrow and so many weapons, celestial weapons. And here, Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan just standing on the earth. There was no chariot, and Bibhishan saw there no chariot, and Ramchandra Bhagavan don't have the coverage. His body covering, protecting the body, there is no kavach. And Bhimishan and saw another thing, ki Maya Supreme Personality of Lord Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan, I am no shoes. The Ramchandra Bhagavan, I am no shoes, no chariot, and no covering the body, no kavach. How Ramchandra Bhagavan going to win the Ravana? The Ramchandra, here he describing, because Bibhishan knows the Ramchandra Bhagavan, who is the Ramchandra Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ramchandra Bhagavan, he can kill anyone, he can kill easily Ravana. But because of Bibhishan's love coming between God and him, his Ravana, Bibhishan love coming between, that time Bibhishan not thinking, it is my Supreme Lord. He can kill Ravana. Why I have to fear it? Because of love come between, Bibhishan forgot everything. He is the Supreme Personality of God. He can kill. Here he is expressing his love. My dear Lord, how you are going to kill the... He is so powerful. I know him. He is my brother. I know him. How you are going to kill him? He has everything, but you don't have these three things. Then Ramchandra Bhagavan beautifully describing Vibhishan. My dear Vibhishan. Ram understood love of the Vibhishan and described, my dear Vibhishan, I am going to describe you different chariot. Who can win? Who can ride on that chariot and win? The Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi old age. This Ravana, winning in the Ravana is not great thing. I can win easily. But defeating the Janma, old age, disease and death. Defeating the death, Mrityu. Who has the power to defeat the Mrityu? Dead body, death personified. Balram Ramchand says, I am going to tell you, which rath, if you ride on that rath, you can easily cross over this material existence. You can easily defeat the Janma and Mrityu. What kind of rath?
Sauraj dhiraj tehirath chakha satya seel dhvaja pataka bal vivek dam pahirit ghore chama kripa samta raj jore. Saurya, dhairya, the two things, saurya and dhairya is the wheel of the chariot. Satya Seal, the Sadachar, he's the flag of the chariot. Bal Vivek, controlling the senses, is the Bal Vivek Dham, controlling the senses. This is the Bal Vivek. Paropakar, Paropakar is the four horses of the chariot. Shama Daya Samata, the ropes connecting to the charioteer and the horses. Is a bhajan sarathi sujana brita charma sansodha kripana dana parasa buddha sakti prachanda bar vijnana kobit kodanda. Ishwar ka bhajan, devotional service, the supreme personality of Godhead, us rath ko chalane wala chatur sarathi hai, that the charioteer. Devotional service is the charioteer. Vairagya is the kavach. Santosh, satisfaction, is the sword. Dan is the access, farsa, power. Buddhi, buddhi is prachand, power, sakti. Shrestha vijnana, that realized knowledge, is the kathin dhanusha. Amal achala manatrona samana sam jam niyama silimukha nana, that the kavach, kavach abhedya, Bipra Guru Puja, Yehi Same Vijay Upayana Duja, Nirmal, Pap Rahid, Achal, Sthir, Man, Man is like Kuar. Kya bolte usko? Tarkas, jisme se baan khatam nahi hota. Sam, controlling the mind, Ahinsa, Yam, Niyam, Sauchadi. These are the different kinds of the saying, the arrows, Brahmans, and worship of the Brahmanas, worship of the spiritual master, worship of the Vaishnavas. Here Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan saying, this is the our kavach. Worship of the Brahmanas, worship of the spiritual master, worshiping of the Brahman Vaishnavas, this is the kavach. This is the going to protect us from different arrows thrown by the enemies. Sakha dharma maya rath asa jake jitan kahun kahbahu ripta ke. Iske liye keh rahe hain ki he sakhe aisa rath, dharma maya rath jiske paas ho, uske liye jitne ko kahin koi satru hi nahi hai. There is no enemy from him can conquer. He can easily cross over anyone. This is the different kind of ratha talking about Ram, giving saying the Ramchandra Bhagavan giving. Because of this is ratha, we are, what I mention here, this is the different kind of qualities, good qualities and bad qualities. This is the different good qualities Ramchandra Bhagavan describing to the Vibhishana. Vibhishana, if you are going to ride on these qualities, you are not going to lose anything. You are going to just win. And whom you are going to win? Janma, mrittu, death personified. This is the beauty of good qualities. And one thing more. So we can compare the good quality and bad quality. Sometime we can see the good quality exhibited by the asuric person. But the difference is, when the pure Vaishnava exhibits this good quality, he is the inside and outside is the same. What inside, see, you can see the outside. Nothing is the different. But the asuric personality, asuric person, demonic person, when we exhibit good quality from the outside, but inside is the different. Anidat Garga Sahimta describe the beautifully describing about this asuric mentality of the Kamsa. When the Kamsa start conquering different demons and making their subordinate, making their friendship, the once Kamsa came to the Mahendra Parvat in the south. He start walking to the south and came to the Mahendra Parvat, where that Mahendra Parvat, there was residing Parashuram ji. Bhagavan Parashuram was residing. The Kamsa, what Garga Samhita said, that Kamsa, in his power, become the blind. Just like bull. If don't engage in the bull for the agriculture, the bull becomes so powerful, what they did, what they do? Just they go and from their horn they start the digging and the earth, mud and hill, they start pulling. Here it comes like become power, becoming mad in his power, he start lifting the mountain. Not one time, not two time. Garbhagrihana Mahalaya, it 100 time just lifted and kept it. He can compare of the power of the Kamsa, 2 days Olympic, something like 400 kg, 450 kg. They do so much practice and just go and just many, many endeavor, just lift it and keep the few seconds and never throw it. And they get gold medal. And here comes a big mountain, Mahan Parvat mountain, lifting and keeping it at one time, 100 time. And that make disturbance to the Parashuramji. And Parashuramji became so angry. He just looked to the Kamsa. The Kamsa was so demoniac, he understood immediately. He understood now something of danger going to come. Then what he exhibited? What good quality he exhibited here? He immediately kept the mountain down, run toward the Parashuramji, folded his hand, bowed down dandavat, pura dandavat Parashuramji ke charno mein laga diya. And saying, my dear Lord, please protect me. Save my life. Meri raksha kariye. Not that was enough. He got up and just did the parikrama of Parashuramji. But doing this activity, Parashuramji became so pleased. So pleased. Parashuram want to kill, but this activity, see just showing this quality, you can please the God. He was able to please Parashuramji. But inside, then Parashuramji gave, okay, no problem. This is long story. Parashuram gave him his dhanus. And the point is here, ki one hand, he was pleasing Parashuram, he is the avatar of the Krishna. Shaktyavesh avatar of the Krishna. And asking the benediction, please save my life, protect my life, give me benediction. And inside Kamsa, what is thinking? Oh, just give benediction so that I am going to kill the Vishnu. I am going to fight the Vishnu, I am going to kill the Vishnu. This is the mentality of Asurik. The sometimes look like appear outside, oh, this is the beautiful quality exhibited by this person. But inside, we don't know the agenda for the showing the duality of. Then this is the last. Then we can understand this from this bad quality and good quality and develop it. And therefore, they is saying, ki jindagi mein achhe logon ki talash karte raho. कि जिंदगी में अच्छे लोगों की तलाश करते लगो, लेकिन अपने आप को इतना अच्छा बनाओ, इतना अच्छा बनाओ, इतना अच्छा बनाओ कि किसी की तलाश पूरी हो जाए. हरे कृष्णा. थैंक यू वेरी मच. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की.